he will fight a Democratic plan to bail out the United States automakers. Richard Shelby of Alabama and other GOP lawmakers raising doubts about whether the plan will pass in this week's post-election session.
They've got good workers, but I don't believe they've got good management. They don't innovate. They're a dinosaur, in a sense, and I hate to see this.
Shelby appeared on NBC's Meet the Press. Shelby is the top Republican in the Senate Banking, Housing, and Urban Affairs Committee. He says it would be a mistake to use any of the $700 billion in the Wall Street rescue to help the automakers survive the current crisis. A strong earthquake has struck eastern Indonesia. The U.S. Geological Survey called it a 7.5 magnitude quake. A tsunami warning that was issued right after the quake has now been lifted. This is IRN USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dale Denton from Maryland. I came from a real estate background. My traditional business, my overhead was enormous, and a downturn put me out of business. The problem with my traditional business was that my overhead grew as the company grew, and it eventually grew to about $500,000 a month, which I couldn't sustain during a recession and a downturn. I found myself near 50 and having to start over with no retirement plan. And I've been working the three-step plan for just over 2.5 years, something under 3 years. And the great thing about the Andy Libby three-step plan, the minimum investment compared to the return that I got was just awesome. The three-step plan has given me my life back.
Hi, how in the world are you anyway? This is Andy Willoughby with the three-step plan home business system. To find out how you could make more money working from home, go to threestepplan.com or call 800-480-2102. 800-480-2102.
If President-elect Barack Obama names Hillary Clinton to be his Secretary of State, at least one Republican senator says it would be a very good selection. Arizona's John Kyle is the second-ranking Republican in the Senate. He says Clinton's got the experience and the temperament for it. He says the New York senator would be well-received around the world. Calmer winds in Southern California are giving some relief to firefighters battling wildfires that have destroyed hundreds of homes and forced thousands of residents to flee. Angela Garbiso with the Orange County Fire Department says they're not only dealing with the fire, but with the evacuees.
We've had very good response as far as people cooperating, and we continue to just make sure that they have their needs met.
The fires in Los Angeles, Riverside, Orange, and Santa Barbara counties have blackened some 30 square miles and destroyed more than 800 mobile homes, houses, and apartments since Thursday night. For the latest news and analysis, log on to IRNnews.com.
I'm Errol Squires, inventor of Relieve One-Day Cold Sore Symptom Treatment. I invented Relieve because I wanted a very effective, natural treatment for cold sores that worked really fast. Relieve works so well and so fast for me, my family, and friends, I wanted to help other people who suffer from cold sores. I think people are smart enough to know if something works. If you suffer from cold sores, try Relieve and find out if it works for you. Relieve is comprised of botanical extracts and is guaranteed. Buy Relieve now at all major stores.
Barack Obama has stepped down from the U.S. Senate. The president-elect did so today and has announced three more appointments to his White House staff. Pete Rouse, who headed Obama's Senate staff, will serve as senior advisor. Mona Sutphin and Jim Mastina have both been named deputy chiefs of staff. World leaders say they're going to keep a sharper eye out for signs of trouble and give bigger roles to fast-rising nations as they try to weather through the global economic crisis. They've put off the hardest decisions until next time. A report from IRN USA correspondent Connie Lawn.
President Bush called the meeting productive. He said the delegates agreed on the need for greater transparency and accountability so investors and regulators can know the true value of their investments. The officials studied a 9-page document which had been prepared in advance. They also agreed to hold a second such summit at the end of April. President Bush said he will be retired by then, but promises Barack Obama and his team are well briefed. The president ended his statements by poignantly saying goodbye. Connie Lawn, IRN USA Radio News, Washington.
A 20-year-old New York man who cops say tried to rob a jewelry store is facing attempted murder charges. A security guard was shot when he attempted to stop the robbery. He's expected to survive. And Space Shuttle Endeavour getting ready to meet up with the International Space Station 220 miles high in the sky. I'm Pete LaValle, IRN USA Radio News.
Drinking a chlorophyll-rich beverage has been found to benefit your entire body. AlkaVision Green Shield Green Drink is a specifically formulated nutritional supplement which provides many nutritional elements that are missing from our modern diet. Green Shield helps neutralize acid in your body and maintains a healthy pH balance. And having the proper pH balance has been known to balance blood sugar levels, something we can all benefit from. Green Shield combines the perfect blend of powerful whole food vegetables, immune-boosting herbs and grasses. Green Shield does not contain algae, mushrooms or fungi, has no preservatives, artificial colors or flavors. The powder mixes easily with water and tastes great. Drinking Green Shield strengthens the immune system and boosts energy, relieves fatigue and stress without the use of stimulants. Order your AlkaVision Green Shield Green Drink now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com today. Or call 269-344-3420. That's 269-344-3420 today.
For a talk radio experience.
Like no other.
Strap yourselves in and hold on.
He stands for truth. He stands for justice. He stands for what's right. This is the Alex Jones Show. Call Alex now, toll free, at 877-590-5525. Now live from Austin, Texas, here's Alex Jones.
Welcome and thank you for joining us on this live Sunday edition, already the 16th of November, 2008. I appreciate the listeners of this radio broadcast, especially during NFL football season, who tune in to this transmission, who actually care about the future of the country and the world more than they care about bread and circuses. Not attacking football, ladies and gentlemen. We just have a criminal world government openly set up, world government openly being announced, the bankruptcy of our families, our community, our country, mass depression by design being orchestrated by the New World Order criminal syndicate so they can fully bankrupt our society. And the average American is starting to get a little bit more concerned about it, but still they're more upset about their football team losing than the fact that we have a eugenicist government that is putting poisons in the water by design to sterilize us and brain damage us. And yes, I have the government documents. Yes, I've made films on the subject. Yes, they're really doing it. Yes, truth is stranger than fiction. A lot of news here to cover today. I'm going to cover a lot of news on the radio show today on this abbreviated Sunday edition. I do 4 hours weekdays, come in on Sundays and do 2 hours. And again, appreciate you joining us. I have two large stacks of news here. Here's the type of headlines I have. Fake TV news, widespread and undisclosed. Now, about 4 years ago, the Congressional Budget Office did a big investigation and said the White House alone was in one purchase program buying $1.8 billion a year in fake news. But total, the White House was spending more than $10 billion a year for fake news. Now, these are news packages. They have the local news readers on radio, TV, and in print. They change them up just a little bit, put their name in, put the locale in. And if you go read the Center for Media and Democracy's report, the Congressional Budget Office's reports on this in the last 4 years, there's a new one out just last Friday, you will see what the news reports are. It's the announcement that it's the law to take vaccines and that you'll be arrested if you don't. There is no law. That's just one of thousands of things the government pays for. Private corporations pay for fake news, too. And this is the big, dirty secret of radio and TV. This is the big, dirty, big, dirty secret. Because most of it is government. A large portion, though, is, of course, a large portion, around 30%, depending on which study you look at, is corporations, mainly drug companies. So you'll hear a newscast telling you how great it is to join the military. Or you'll hear a newscast about how great it is that the police are setting up warrantless checkpoints everywhere. Well, the state police in major states have budgets, and they pay to have that on the air. And this is how America really works. So this is a big issue. This is a very big issue. Fake TV news, widespread and undisclosed. The story's up on Infowars.com from the Center for Media and Democracy. It says investigators captured 77 TV stations actively disguising sponsored content from companies including General Motors, Intel, Pfizer, Capital One to make it look like their own reporting. More than one-third of the time, stations aired fake news stories in their entirety as their own opening reporting. Yeah, I remember 3 years ago I saw one and I went and pulled up the congressional report and they didn't catch all of it, but it was in there. And I saw these newscasts locally, but I saw the same newscast all across the nation, thanks to YouTube and Google. I could Google that headline that was on a local TV station here in Austin, the name of the piece, and then it was Medical Watch, and then I could go and see that all across the country. And I went, oh, bingo, that was paid for. And then, boom, sure enough. Telling you mercury is good for your brain. I mean, come on, folks. That the government is paying to tell you that mercury is good for your brain. It's all off the charts. I mean, do you understand how deep you are under propaganda? Do you understand how thick it is, how serious it is, how pervasive it is? I mean, how un-American this is, how dangerous and deceptive, and I would add illegal. The courts have found, Congress has reported, that every time the executive branch or any of the agencies, Department of Education, billions on fake news and propaganda, Department of Labor, billions. I mean, just the executive alone, $10 billion a year. And so when you see newscasts telling you Barack Obama's the savior and loves you and lying to you, a lot of it was paid for. When you saw news reports about how great torture was and how George Bush is mankind's savior. Or when you see news reports about how gun ownership is bad. Most of those are paid for. The government takes your money, my money, and they send it back to the local TV, radio, and newsprint, but it's mainly TV. They even do it on national TV. They even pay millions of dollars per movie. Here's an example of the movie Anger Management. Came out a few years ago, and you kept seeing Army of One billboards in the background and pro join the Army messages in the film. You can go pull up the number. It was in the news. It was several million dollars, and that was more than $2 million paid just to have that in there. So start being aware that you are bombarded by propaganda on every single front, everywhere. Ladies and gentlemen, I have probably 60, 70 articles in front of me. Each one is just as important as what I just covered here. And that's my great frustration. That's why I start yelling and screaming and getting angry. Because, I could spend the next 2 hours just on this, explaining how historically this is so horrible and how dangerous this is. Now, they call it product placement, but I call it propaganda placement when government is 70% or more of the spending. That's why almost every Hollywood movie, you see a movie that's got anti-gun messages. It was paid for. Because the government is rogue, is criminal. They want to rob your pension funds. They want to enslave you. They want to control you. They want to dumb you down. So they have a move to demonize gun ownership. They want to train you to answer police questions, to be pulled over at checkpoints, to have secret police spying on you, to have interaction with the police. So they're brainwashing the cops and everybody else with all these SWAT team shows and movies and shows like Cops, where they only show you white trash who are always guilty. All of this is programming. The cops are brainwashed. The public's brainwashed. Meanwhile, criminals run the government. We're going over a cliff. And the public's been fooled to think, at least some of them, that Barack Obama is real change because he is a Democrat or because he's got darker skin than George Bush. Meanwhile, Barack Obama has announced they're continuing all the warrantless wiretapping, the spying on Americans. They've now announced, and I have the video clip from CNN here in front of me. I'll give you the headline later if you want to pull up the actual video clip and the story that accompanies it. It's up on PrisonPlanet.com right now. And they just said, the Patriot Act will now be used in all non-terror related. There will be no due process, no Bill of Rights for general citizens. The government will spy on you in non-terror related cases, even non-crime related cases. And then I just happened to turn on PBS today, and I probably watch maybe an hour of TV a day when I'm exercising in the garage on the treadmill or on the stair stepper. And I watched 30 minutes of some show called Fueled on PBS, KLRU here in Austin, but it was a national show with Robert Kennedy Jr. and the rest of them up there. And he just said point blank, we're gonna take the people. He's going to be in the Obama administration. Everybody losing their job and making part of new environmental cops and tattletale squads. I mean, there it was. I can't even turn the TV on without just propaganda everywhere. Look, there's a powerful elite. They have high-tech advertising technologies. They have neutralized the public with the public just drooling, and they're moving against us to take all your pension funds and to tax every action you take, okay? We're going to come back, cover it all. You don't want to miss this broadcast. Stay with me.
Free yourself from expensive cable and satellite fees. Control what you want to see. GCN listeners, now you can transform your living room's HDTV into a virtual war room command center with ZV. ZV turns your computer into your own HD channel that broadcasts throughout your home to all of your HDTVs. Enjoy any internet audio feed, podcast, video feed, radar, free movies and TV shows.
Anything
that can be viewed in your PC can be controlled from your couch with a ZV remote
with its built-in mouse touchpad.
Plus, the easy on-screen ZV menu provides a gateway to premium content such as online movies, TV shows, news, and more in HD, and all just a click away. With ZV, there are no subscription or download fees. The ZV is bundled with everything you need to easily get started.
Free yourself from expensive cable and satellite fees.
Get your ZV today at freedomonmytv.com. That's freedomonmytv.com
today.
I am so frustrated. I can't seem to remember anything anymore.
What?
Seriously, my memory and attention span is terrible. I read something and forget. I forget people's names. I hear all this great information on the radio and I want to tell people, but I forget.
Okay, slow down. Poor attention and memory loss is not your fault. Factors like fluoride in the water, aluminum in deodorants, genetically modified foods, the way the education system taught you. It's all meant to dumb you down. You know, I can remember everything now, even entire books.
What? How?
There is this website called School of Phenomenal Memory. Their online course is a real breakthrough in the field of memory improvement. In fact, they guarantee that every single person will be able to memorize any type of information, including entire books, after they complete just 60 lessons. And they offer a no questions asked, no time limit, money back guarantee.
Wow. What's the website?
Now, don't forget, it's pmemory.net. The letter P, memory.net.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
How much food do you have in your fridge? How long would it last in the event of a nationwide crisis? SurvivalGearSource.com is America's number one source for survival kits and supplies. SurvivalGearSource.com. SurvivalGearSource.com has everything you need to be prepared. Get your storable food at SurvivalGearSource.com. We've supplied thousands of Americans with our ready-to-eat meals. Sealed, portable, and will last for years. Get your portable flameless ovens for cooking. Get your ultra-portable survival kits now. Tailored for 1, 4, 10, or even the 100-person deluxe kit. Prepare for nuclear and bioterrorism with a complete terror protection kit, including gas masks, biosuits, potassium iodate, a solar hand crank flashlight, radio, cell phone charger, and much more. Prepare now. Order by phone at 877-231-1925. That's 877-231-1925. Or go to survivalgearsource.com. Use coupon code GCN and receive a free Patriot bar with every order. Survivalgearsource.com.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
All right, welcome back. Your call's coming up in the next segment at 877-590-5525. One line open at 877-590-5525. We'll get to everybody. From Canada, Texas, New Hampshire, Las Vegas, Tennessee. I see you all there. All right, so the government, which isn't the government, it's been taken over by private international organizations. That's what the New World Order is. It's global government, of and by a select group of Fortune 100 controlling central governments. They run around purchasing lies to put on the news that checkpoints are good, secret arrest is good, body scanners that scan your naked body and store it on government computers at airports is freedom. The CPS is good, kidnapping children with no due process, and covering up the fact that, because they're advertisers, the news can't report that the state CPS and Child Protective Services systems are five times more likely to abuse or kill children. So they sweep it under the rug, the rape rooms, the torture camps, how they murder them, how they fly them out of the country, how most major CPS heads at the state level are known convicted pedophiles. Oh, you don't believe me? Just Google that. You'll have mainstream news when it comes out. You know, it still slips out here and there. Again, that's just one little example of how all of this works. So fake TV news, widespread and undisclosed, and they pose on the TV news, nationally and locally, telling you that mercury is good for you. It's the law to take vaccines. You'll be arrested if you don't. And the public just believes it. Ladies and gentlemen, the level of lying is so bad, I can't even, there's so many lies, I can't even cover it all. You have a bankrupt, criminal, dominant media. They're owned by the very same banks and brokerage firms that staged the economic collapse we are now witnessing. I'm going to get to that later. Big new developments there. Here's another one on the lying front. This is out of the London Telegraph. Now I was already aware of this information by interviewing top scientists who've been complaining about it for years, but this is the first time I've seen it in mainstream news really lay it out. They just falsify the reports of the Earth heating up. They just lie and put in fake data, the U.S. government does, and these other private groups, and Al Gore's little buddy who's the main fearmonger. You can go read this story on the Drudge Report. It's we can link through the Telegraph. It's the world has never seen such freezing heat. And I love, there's thousands of comments on the story below, and if you read them, it's all scientists saying, look at this. And they'll put a link up to the year's index, say, from a weather station in Antarctica, or a weather station in Dallas, Texas, or a weather station in New Mexico. And then they link to what the U.S. government is claiming and what Al Gore is claiming, and it will show that in every case it's lies. They just lie. The Antarctic to the north and the Arctic to the south both had record cold so far this year. And they're growing so fast, each ice shelf has grown over 30%, closing sea lanes that haven't been closed in over 100 years. The Arctic ice sheets are growing so fast. By the way, so is Mars. Mars ice caps are just exploding right now. The entire solar system, the planets that had ice caps, had been getting smaller for the last 100 years. This was all marked down by universities with telescopes. Now they're exploding in size, not because of your SUV, because the sun just cooled down. The coldest winter on record is really 1930, but they've only been keeping records for about 200 years. Things are cooling down and cooling down fast, ladies and gentlemen, plunging. Now, I don't need to see all these documents. I don't need to see that the U.S. government's lying. I don't need to go. I mean, I know that. Now, the local weather stations and governments, and other ones aren't. In fact, they're all going, wait a minute, all the numbers you use for your model are a lie. And then they get caught. I mean, this is fraud, ladies and gentlemen. This is how they operate. But I saw Robert Kennedy, Jr., on PBS today, and I only watched him about 20 minutes, and then I flipped over to some other channels. But the point that I flipped back, and there were more lies, and there were so many lies, I was writing notes. I had to get physically off the treadmill. That's when I watch TVs when I'm exercising, and write notes. And that's why I said, forget it. My workout's more important than this. I can't jog and jump off and write notes. I'm just going to flip to something else. But in 1 minute, I heard him tell three lies. 1 minute. Now, all these are easily verified lies in seconds. The guy they're talking about being the environmental chief who's going to basically, like the mafia, squeeze money out of everybody and all human activity. He said, we're going to have a carbon-free economy. Carbon will be outlawed. Now, that right there, ladies and gentlemen, I mean, carbon is in everything. Everything you do. All industries connected to carbon. Carbon is not bad. It's part of life. We're a carbon-based life form. That's why this is such a joke. Plants breathe carbon dioxide. He went on to say the United States only has 1% of the world's oil and natural gas. Ladies and gentlemen, what the federal government admits in Alaska is as much oil as is in Saudi Arabia. They just won't let us have it. There is a 600-square-mile area starting about 70 miles off the coast of Louisiana, and I've linked to this. It's official government announcements. They found it in the 70s. They laid it off use. More oil than Saudi Arabia. One 600-square-mile area in our water. Okay, Jack? Anywhere you drill in Texas deep enough, I mean, they're drilling. Fort Worth looks like a oil field now. They got oil rigs. They're in people's yards, the gas fields. It's just everywhere. From Fort Worth to Houston now, they have discovered a field, ladies and gentlemen, gas-wise, that puts Venezuela to shame. You go down to 15,000 feet basically anywhere, and so much gas comes out of the ground that the rigs, you know, after they drill them, I mean, they leave these five-story nozzles on them. They're so huge. Drive out to East Texas, anywhere. Everywhere you drive, it's nothing but giant derricks drilling or giant nozzles where the rig has come in. Guess what else is coming out of these? Helium. All sorts of other great gases. All sorts of other exotic oils. Folks, there's so much oil. The Russians have found so much oil. There's oil everywhere. There's gas everywhere. When they drill these wells in East Texas, from Fort Worth all the way to Houston, just one giant gas field, they hit oil four or five times on the way down, and there's so much gas, they don't even want the oil. They just cap it off. They start drilling on average a 15,000-foot well, and they hit oil at 1,000 feet, 5,000 feet, 10,000 feet, 16,000, boom, just oil, oil, oil. They'll hit gas over and over again, and they just greedily keep digging down to that super mother load, ladies and gentlemen. And this little bastard, this little liar, he knows. He comes on and tells you there's artificial scarcity, just like the De Beers and the Oppenheimers, you know, with the diamonds, claiming diamonds are scarce when they're not even hardly semi-precious. In Africa, they just lay around on the ground everywhere. But they have a monopoly over it, so they have giant warehouses all over Europe. This is admitted. So see, it's the same thing. Oil, they're telling you there's no oil, and they're claiming the economic crisis is because we're on an oil economy. They want feudalism. They don't want a free market. Just, he told a bunch of other lies. It was just disgusting, that rat bastard.
Silver is mankind's oldest natural antibiotic. This very special mineral has been used for centuries by most cultures throughout the world. Utopia, Texas is home to a small but mighty supplement company called Utopia Silver, who offers colloidal products produced in distilled water without use of animal protein, nitrates, or saline solutions. Because our colloidal silver is made up of nano-sized particles, it can be better utilized at the cellular level, and germs can't mutate to be resistant like they can to modern-day antibiotics. Utopia Silver has a broad range of health supplements, including colloidal silver, gold, and copper, with a money-back guarantee on the colloidal products we produce. For 4 years, Utopia Silver has been fighting in the Texas courts against agencies that would steal our God-given rights of health care and freedom of speech. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIA silver.com, or call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and help us win this battle.
What will happen when the grocery stores are empty? What are you going to do once your food is gone? What will you do when the dollar is worthless and your family needs to eat? Growing your own food is the only way to have real self-sufficiency and peace of mind. GetSeeds.net is offering an amazing special on 100 different varieties of heirloom vegetable seeds with a complete range of crops. That's 100 packets of non-hybrid seeds for only $49 with free shipping. You will have the comfort of knowing that you are truly prepared. These affordable prices are our way to pay it forward. So in turn, GetSeeds.net asks you to share these seeds of life with the less fortunate. Go to GetSeeds.net and get 100 seed packets for only $49 with free shipping. Or call 877-394-6657. That's 877-394-6657. Or go to GetSeeds.net.
Imagine feeling totally helpless. Imagine thinking and hearing clearly, but unable to move as the ground rises to meet you. Imagine the pain of 1,000 needles as your body is invaded, locked, and hammered by 50,000 volts of the latest in taser technology. If this sounds scary, imagine how it would feel for anyone attempting to victimize a friend, loved one, or even yourself. FortressTactical.com offers you the same technology trusted by police departments from around the world, specializing in less lethal defense. Fortress Tactical carries only the best in U.S.-built protection equipment, like the new Taser C2, which includes a holster, two extra cartridges, and free shipping all for one low price. Visit FortressTactical.com. That's FortressTactical.com. With Christmas just around the corner, give the gift of protection this year by visiting FortressTactical.com. Prohibited in certain states and counties. See website for details.
If your body isn't feeling too well these days, you're gonna start taking this hemp, I say. Go to hempusa.org. You may not like what I'm about to say, but you know I'm gonna say it anyway. The government doesn't want the best for you. They keep you down, they keep you blue. They starve your body for all its nutrients. They won't let you grow industrial hemp. It really doesn't make any kind of sense when it's so healthy for the world and useful for you, my friends. I hope Mr. Bush will hear this song, for the heart of America wants this one. Go to hempusa.org. If you're a truther, an anarchist, or renegade, you only want things that God has made. Go to hempusa.org. We offer free shipping anywhere in the States. Go to hempusa.org.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Yeah, just finishing up, I'm watching PBS, and they've got this round table of people, Republicans, Democrats, former head of the CIA, Woolsey, Robert Kennedy Jr., all of them, and they're all saying the same thing. Take over the economy, ban carbon, tax, regulate everybody. And then they'd say, yeah, let's put transponders in all the cars and tax you as you drive down the road, which they're already testing all over the nation. And then they would all say, but it's not a tax. They talk to us like we're idiots. Here's this PR pitch on PBS. Then I flip over to the local news channel, and there's things about how they're brainwashing the brownies and Girl Scouts about global warming. And then I flip back over to another local news channel, and there's another thing about global warming. And then I flip over to CNN. This is today, and there's another thing about global warming. Meanwhile, they are lying with the temperatures. You can go check the U.S. government, what NASA's putting out. You can go check what Al Gore's people are putting out, what the environmental, and they just lie. They're still saying this is the coldest winter on record. They're still saying polar bears can't swim and are drowning because the ice caps are melting. Of course, they don't live in the north. All lies, record numbers of, and they're going to list carbon dioxide as toxic waste, ladies and gentlemen, and regulate and come after everybody. And then I saw Robert Kennedy Jr. and everybody nod their heads, and they had other guests on there saying, yeah, and everybody out of work, we're going to give them a federal government job fighting for the environment and enforcing the new green economy. And on his website, now understand, this is nonpartisan. They've got the Republican preachers, the Democrat preachers, you know, the Al Sharptons and the head of the 700 clubs, up there together on TV shows saying global warming's real. We need a global tax. It will save you. The NFL saying it's real. We've got, I mean, this is the big government move to tax and regulate every facet of your life. And that's what the G20 just met about, is a new global tax paid directly to the private banks, making a select inner group of banks the heads of world government. And then, again, they kept repeating, we only have 1% of the oil and gas. Total lie. They said this is not a tax. They would describe taxing you, but then say this is not a tax. They were saying it's the hottest year on record when it's really one of the coldest. I mean, just lying. People say, well, that's just your opinion. No, it's not my opinion. They admit, listen to this, the world has never seen such freezing heat. London Telegraph today. The surreal scientific blunder, see, they call it a blunder, it's not a blunder, last week raised a huge question mark about the temperature records that underpin the worldwide alarm of a global warming. On Mondays, NASA's Goddard Institute for Space Studies, which is named after a Nazi, I would add, which is run by Al Gore's chief scientific ally, Dr. James Hansen, and is one of the four bodies responsible for monitoring global temperatures, announced that last month was the hottest October on record. This was startling across the world. There were reports of unseasonal snow and plummeting temperatures last month from the American Great Plains to China and from the Alps to New Zealand. China's official news agency reported that Tibet had suffered its worst snow storm ever. In the U.S., the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration registered 63 local snowstorm records and 115 lowest ever temperatures for the month and ranked it as one of the 70 warmest in October in 114 years. And ranked it as only the 70th warmest October in 114 years. So it's about average. So what explained the anomaly? The GISS computerized temperature map seemed to show readings across a large part of Russia have been up to 10 degrees higher than normal. But when expert readers of the two leading warming skeptic blogs, What's Up With That and Climate Audit, began detailing analysis of the GIS data, they made an astounding discovery. The reason for the freak figures was that scores of temperature records from Russia and elsewhere were not based on October readings at all. Figures from the previous month had simply been carried over and repeated 2 months running. And then it's a long article. Then they catch them, and then they would just cheat and move other numbers in, and they're so lazy, they'll just take, you know, a half of a country and just set the same fake temperature for all of it. They don't even try to cheat where you don't notice it. They just fake all the numbers, use the same number across the country, put out a fake number from the summer for October. And then when they got caught, then they went, because they didn't want to be proven wrong overall that the Earth had actually cooled down, which it did, then they went and snuck and raised the temperature on the map in other areas. They are liars. The Club of Rome, the Council on Foreign Relations, and other groups, we've written articles at PrisonPlanet.com and Infowars.com with direct links to the United Nations and others admitting it's all fake and that it is a scheme to bring in world government and world taxation and a way to regulate all human activity to control you. Now, they admit it's about taxing. It has nothing to do with the environment. In fact, what it does is it gets heat off real environmental offenders with toxic waste, open-air genetic engineering, cross-species engineering, a lot of other serious things that are happening, things that are really already causing problems. These GMO crops killing the honeybees, major studies on that, because they have this particular corn variety put out by Monsanto. Just in one German study, it grows its own pesticide so bugs won't eat it, but honeybees still go and pick up the pollen. So they go back and die. See, and they're feeding us the pesticide too. And they argue, well, this is a naturally occurring fungal pesticide that it produces. Yeah, but it's like 1,000 times higher than what would naturally occur in corn. Just so happens that most of the rats and guinea pigs that are fed these GMO foods die. Well, it's hurting us too, folks. We're mammals. We're in the same family. And that's why all these intestinal diseases, diseases of the gut, are way up. So that's why I'm so upset, ladies and gentlemen, because the article just goes on and on where they got caught lying and then cheated again and again and again. And then you never see this in the mainstream news. It finally met it in the Telegraph. And then every time I criticize this, I get letters saying, oh, you work for the oil companies or you're lying. Ladies and gentlemen, the oil companies are owned by the big private banks that issue the currency and the liquidity. They control the issuance of money. They don't care about, quote, making money. They care about consolidating markets. They care about monopolies and control. Yeah, they make money. They literally order the issuance and the printing of it. They make money the old-fashioned way they print it. Now, that said, I've got a lot of other news here. This is Associated Press. Security focuses on protesters more than terrorists. And it goes on to say the U.S. government admits that actually the entire anti-terror apparatus is focused on protesters and jobless, and that they believe the American people are basically terrorists. See, I told you, the whole thing is for us. When they take our pension funds and everything else, which, by the way, they're announcing they're going to do, they're going to take large portions of your private pension funds, your 401ks, Congress is openly having hearings, they're going to steal it in the name of protecting it, just like Argentina just did. And if you go out and protest it, they'll just have cops go out and stage provocateur actions, and they'll have cops dressed up like protesters attack other cops, and then they'll just fire rubber bullets on the peaceful crowd. Denver Post, again, just admitted in Denver, we caught them in Minneapolis. We weren't sure about Denver. Well, now the police admit they stay. But see, it's like above board now. Yeah, we attack our own officers so we can attack crowds of people with billy clubs. But that's good, aren't you, for police officers? Yeah, we go out and provocateur. Shut up or you don't like cops. Well, okay, I'm sorry. You know. But see, we have a corrupt, bankrupt system. And so police, you think you can go commit those crimes because the higher-ups tell you it's okay? Well, just remember, you work for a criminal elite. Doesn't care about you either. You know, American people see images of dead Iraqi children and say, ah, good, they're subhuman, kill them. Don't you understand? The elite thinks of you the same way. And see, now they're taking your pension funds. Now, they've already sucked $5 trillion, as we told you they would, was in the bill. The banker bailout was not a bailout. It was a banker takeover. And, of course, it wasn't to pay off subprime mortgages. That was never the problem. And now, exactly what I told you has happened. They kept it all, and none of it's going for mortgages. And it's unlimited. And I watched Friday's hearings that, by the way, are on C-SPAN right now re-airing. And Kashkari said, you gave us omnipotent power. Basically, just sit down and shut up. We'll take whatever we want. They'll just put some more fake newscast on, put some more ball games on, and we'll all be third world slaves. They'll just fool a bunch of liberals with Barack Obama. Okay, we're going to come back, go to your phone calls, and a lot of other news. Stay with me. We'll get into the...
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days. But many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit AcolaBlue.com. AcolaBlue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a 5-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing 5-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Acola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call Acola Blue right now at 866-585-4044. That's 866-585-4044. Or visit Acola Blue at ecolablue.com today.
With the days getting shorter and the nights getting longer, being out after dark increases your odds of being mugged, assaulted, or even worse. Studies show 45% of violent crimes happen after dark. No matter where you are, being unprepared in the wrong place at the wrong time can be extremely dangerous. That's why you need to visit pepperspray.com. Protect yourself with our Mace brand triple action pocket model, which contains pepper spray, tear gas, and a UV dye, making making most attackers think twice. For only $12.95. Pepperspray.com also carries hundreds of less than lethal self-defense products, including personal pepper sprays, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. Visit Pepperspray.com and enter coupon code GCN when you check out and receive 10% off your order. What are you waiting for? Visit Pepperspray.com. That's Pepperspray.com. Or call 1-800-908-9988. That's 1-800-908-9988.
Lead from solder in copper pipes, mercury from fish, dental fillings, vaccines, arsenic in the water. These heavy metal toxins are difficult or even impossible to avoid. Even trace amounts of these heavy metals over time can impact your health. Many health problems have been suggested as being related to this heavy metal exposure, including memory loss, high blood pressure, depression, mood swings, speech disorders, neuropathy, autoimmune diseases, chronic fatigue, and more. Unfortunately, traditional detoxifying isn't able to clear the body of these harmful and potentially deadly toxins. That's why there's PuraClear from Ripple Creek. PuraClear contains a proprietary blend of ingredients, including a cilantro extract and alpha-lipoic acid, among other ingredients formulated specifically to promote body cleansing. PuraClear also has ingredients selected to promote improved circulation to enhance activity, so that heavy metals may be more effectively captured and removed from the body. Order PuraClear now by calling Ripple Creek at 203-331-0363 or go to ripplecreek.com.
SurvivalProperty.com. Longtime survivalist author Ragnar Benson wrote, "A survival retreat is a place you go to live, not die. It is a place out of the mainstream of events that contains the means to survive without outside support. A place where you find shelter, protection, food, water, medicine, and warmth you prepared for yourself. It is defensible and is put together with a realistic understanding of what the dangers will be." Ragnar Benson also said, "Why retreat? This is a question that 90% of our population cannot and will not answer. If they could, that same 90% would have to admit that things may not continue on as they are now. They would also have to admit that they will need a retreat, something completely impossible for the average American to do. Act now before it's too late. In order to find your new, high-security, self-sufficient, off-grid, beautiful retreat property, visit SurvivalProperty.com. That's SurvivalProperty.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Coming up next hour, I'm going to break down exactly what less than 10 global banks are doing, what the G20 meant for. Remember, I told you 5 weeks ago that it was going to be $5 trillion to begin with. This week, it was in hundreds of mainstream news articles that the bailout is now $5 trillion. See, I actually did something that is considered bizarre. I actually read the bill, and it said, the Treasury is above the law, the Federal Reserve can take over America, no one can review this, and so now they're saying, we won't tell you where the trillions went, and no, it didn't go for mortgages, and here's the scary news. $5 trillion conservatively was in the bill. It could be as much as $10 trillion, and it looks like if in 5 weeks, they've already blown $5 trillion. And by the way, the private banks are given the money, the $5 trillion, and they go out and buy stock for themselves. And then you're going to have to pay it back in taxes and in dollar devaluation. But see, that's okay for them because they have already got a real asset. And then I read about how they're suddenly auditing everybody and squeezing everyone at the IRS. Oh, yeah, for the few middle-class people, the rich will be left alone. But the poor folks think somebody making $100,000 a year is rich. The billionaires will be left alone. People making $1 million over a decade, they'll be attacked. They're just going to turn the taxers. I mean, have you seen the cops? You'll see 50 of them on the road now writing tickets. And property tax, everything. They're going to squeeze you. They're going to take your houses. They are, because that's all got to go to those offshore banks. And I heard all these fake neocons on the radio saying, well, I don't like being a socialist, but we better fund this bailout or the economy will collapse. You suckers. Number one, it's not socialism. If I go rob a bank, it's not socialism. It's called a heist. But they got up there and told the suckers. All right, I said I'd go to the calls. I mean, they're giving CEOs $300, $400, $500 million bonuses, and they're admitting. The head of Goldman Sachs bragged the New York Times. He said, we're just buying other banks up, healthy ones, and I'm giving myself a bonus. Ha, ha, ha. It's funny. See, we're here to be laughed at because we're the sports fans. We're the idiots of Earth.
We're an evil country that'll go attack brown people and kill a couple million of them for no reason in Iraq and make jokes about it. And the elites say, look at these suckers that we enslave. Let's just steal everything they've got. And the suckers say, yeah, yeah, I like it. Hurt me. Take everything I got. They control the left. They control the right. And again, Barack Obama, spying, secret arrest, big government, all of it. It's going to be Bush on steroids, but the left is just all... Suddenly there's all these pro-war groups, all these leftist groups. Oh, we love war. Oh, it's so good. We love torture. We love secret arrest. I've got stacks of articles. They're up on prisonplanet.com today. All right, I said I'd go to your calls. A lot of calls next hour, too. I've been on kind of a rant today. Ziploc is first, and then a bunch of other callers. But Mike in Canada says he disagrees, so he goes to the head of the line. Go ahead, Mike. You're on the air.
I got two main points. First point is that when you talk about the founding fathers of America and the Republic, and my point is that if they have got good quotes and they're trying to make it seem like they're against them, I mean, yeah, they're going to have good quotes, right? But that's not really much proof beyond that.
I understand it's fashionable to bash the founding fathers, but if you've really studied history, they were amazing people, and it really was the second Renaissance. So you can judge people by the day they were in, by today's standards, and then say, oh, look how bad they were. But we just have other forms of slavery today. The government puts the drugs out like a deer hunter puts a deer feeder out, and then when the idiots come up and use it, they throw you in their private prisons.
Yeah.
How much pot are you smoking right now?
Not much.
Admit you're stoned.
I am.
Yeah, I can just hear it. Okay? My mind burns with energy. It burns with understanding. Okay? Continually expanding. I can't even articulate to you what I know, sir. I can see you there, sitting there, smoking the pot in your apartment, calling in, trying to tell me I'm stupid and I'm wrong. Now, what am I wrong about?
No, you're right about a lot of stuff, but my second point is that when you say that we got to put these people up against the court system, I don't think that we should have any courts or republics or anything, because that's just like another...
Yeah, I've talked to a million potheads who read some libertarian screed and then think, no government, no organization, no nothing. That isn't how the world works, pal. You have to have a small government to protect you from other governments and other criminal groups. That's what the government's for, and it's dangerous. But it's a necessary, very small evil. But libertarians always just say, get rid of all government now, instead of being sensible and saying incremental. All right, I'm not trying to be mean to you, sir. Just if you call in here to disagree, please have something to disagree with me about. And oh, God, I just can't handle it anymore. I mean, I just I'm not even bashing potheads, folks. I'm for decriminalization. I don't think you should be put in prison for it. My whole point is I'm just tired of people calling in so stoned they can hardly talk. You know, hey, man, you know, I don't think we need nothing. Okay, whatever. I'm just here giving you the information. You do with it what you want. They're putting cancer viruses in the vaccines and shooting you up. You got that? You got that? Everybody out there who's had a little kid die of cancer? They murdered your child. You got it? You got it? That's who runs things. They're not playing games with you. You got it? Grow up, people. Stop watching the Green Bay Packers. Play the Colts or whoever they were playing today. Tennessee Titans and the Colts or the Texans and the Colts. All this bull. I don't have time for it anymore. I'm right. You're wrong. Period. I do homework. I research. I know what's going on, and you people don't, and you better get up off your butts, because this is life and death. Ziploc in New Hampshire, you're on the air.
Thanks, Alex. Thanks for handling that last call the way you did, because I'm glad you didn't sit tight on that one. That was serious business right there, huh?
Yeah.
Goodness. I had a question for you. In 2009... I'm a voter now. I just entered as a voter. I decided this year to block Barack. I went to the town hall in New Hampshire. I wanted to see what the heck was going on. And everybody's all about Barack down there, except the pollsters. The people at the place were actually a little older, and they were actually a little wiser. And I'm going in there like, I have my birth certificate with me. Where do I sign up? They say you don't need it. I said, I have a birth certificate. I was born right in this town. I want to vote for somebody born in this country. A whole lot of people looked at me like I was crazy, but it's dead serious. This guy, if he wasn't born in this country, how are we voting him in? And how did the info slip from everybody for nobody to even ask who is this guy? That's what I'm wondering.
Well, you see, there's wheels within wheels within wheels. I mean, it's great to criticize Barack Obama, but John McCain was bad as well. The way their paradigm works, if we only attack George Bush, then that empowers the leftist arm or wing of the New World Order. If we only attack Barack Obama, then that empowers the phony-controlled right-wing arm. We have to show they're both puppet groups putting out different rhetoric but carrying out the same operation. And Barack Obama is meant to fool the public into buying, stalling the public not to revolt just long enough to literally bankrupt the nation and bankrupt the dollar to the foreign banks. We are, quote, bailing out the very banks that control our private Federal Reserve that engineered the collapse. You understand? So that's why they didn't, quote, bail out mortgages, because it was never about the mortgages. It was about bankrupting the U.S. and capitalizing four U.S. banks, six foreign banks, to be able to go out and buy up and leverage the stock market.
You mean covertly, as if nobody would really know this as a voter, but behind the scenes, that's basically exactly what's boiling down as we're putting our, as well, we aren't, but as everybody.
Look, John McCain and Barack Obama, thank you for the call, are bought and paid for by the very same people. So they're just front men to deflect all the attention away from the real government. The president's ceremonial. The Congress is pretty much ceremonial. The Congress 5 weeks ago wouldn't pass the banker takeover bill. So they were threatened with martial law. I played the C-SPAN clips. They were told, we will arrest the Congress. Now, that was total tyranny. They should have all walked out with the press conference. The president should have been arrested. But that ain't how it works here. Northcom's in control out of Colorado Springs. The Congress knows that. Okay? And so, people can't even believe it. If you read the U.S. government documents, the British Ministry of Defense documents, do you know what would have happened if Congress would have walked out and said we were just threatened with martial law and we're not going along with it anymore? Do you know what they would have done? Probably a neutron bomb would have been detonated in D.C., and the public would have been told that Al-Qaeda did it. I mean, the British Ministry of Defense, in their 10-year report they put out last year saying what they believe will happen, they said governments may have to use neutron bombs to stop takeovers of our system. I mean, they're prepared to kill the whole Congress. Don't you understand? This is far beyond anything you can deal with, what I can deal with. I can't handle it anymore. Okay? They're sucking the country dry right now. They're international offshore banks. They want it to fall apart. They want to hurt the economy. They want to destroy confidence. They're the military-industrial complex. They're the New World Order. They're offshore. They hate this country. They hate our founding fathers. You understand? All they're going to give you is a boot stomping on your face forever. We'll be right back with a second hour and more of your phone calls. Everybody stay with me. We're going to get...
It's no secret that Genesis Communications Network depends on listeners like you. Now you can do even more to hear Genesis shows in your area. Simply call your local radio stations and tell them about your favorite GCN programs. It's easy. Log on to GCNlive.com or call us toll free, 877-807-4048. Make a difference. Call your local stations and contact us through affiliate relations at GCNlive.com or call 877-807-4048. Call today.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Collectors, outdoor enthusiasts, survivalists. The Army Navy store from your memory as a child is just that, a memory. But there is still one place to find everything from gas masks to ammo cans and find it cheap. MaineMilitary.com. Get hard to find objects like real wool blankets for under 20 bucks, canteens for just $2, or trioxane fuel for just $1 a box. M-A-I-N-E, Military.com, with free shipping on items over $150, not including heavy items. Find surplus items for cheap now, like 30 caliber cleaning kit for just $2.99. $29.99 a piece or a dozen for $30. Flare pistols are only $25. Want to add a brand new Israeli gas mask to your collection? Kids and adult sizes are just $20. Get G3 mags for just $2 or a military fuel can for only $16. Add the siphon hose for another $7.99. Find it all online at mainmilitary.com. With shipping throughout the world, check out mainmilitary.com or call 877-608-0179. That's 877-608-0179. Call today.
Different type of DPS checkpoint and one Texas.
You are listening to GCN.
Radio 590 KLBJ, Austin, Texas.
IRA fire that's posing perhaps the biggest threat in Southern California this morning is just 5% contained after burning 11 square miles in Orange and Riverside counties since it erupted yesterday. Angela Garbiso is with the Orange County Fire Authority.
The winds remain erratic and gusty. A peak gust is about 45 miles per hour. It's still warm and low humidity. And obviously, we have had a couple flare-ups overnight.
And Iraq's cabinet has approved a security pact with the United States that will let U.S. forces stay in Iraq for 3 more years. Ali Al-Daba is an Iraqi government spokesman.
I think I'm optimistic that this agreement going to pass through the Council of Representatives, as it is a national important issue, which is the best choice available for Iraq.
This is IRN USA Radio News.
I was drinking more than I should, and I knew it. I just made excuses and wrote it off as stress from work or problems at home. I thought I was functional. But then I realized that just being functional wasn't any kind of life at all. That's when I heard about a free CD from the National Institute for Alcohol Recovery. Turns out it's different from anything else out there, including 12-step or hypnosis. It's based on the latest research, and it really turned things around for me.
This free alcohol recovery CD works in the privacy of your own home. It will give you everything you need to recover and succeed. We guarantee it. We are so sure of your success with our program that if you can find a better alcohol recovery program anywhere, we'll pay for it. So you have absolutely nothing to lose. For a free CD, call 1-800-822-1364. That's 1-800-822-1364. 1-800-822-1364.
Police northeast of Baghdad report that 7 people are dead and 7 more may have been hurt. Here's Christopher Torsha.
Sunday afternoon, there was a suicide car bombing northeast of Baghdad in Diyala province.
The U.S. military has different details, saying the attack occurred at a police station and that 4 police and 6 civilians are dead. Even as more fighting is reported in eastern Congo, the main rebel leader in the African country is promising to support a ceasefire. He made the promise to a UN envoy who's also been talking in recent days with the country's president and with the leader of neighboring Angola. And even the most diehard Beatles fans have never heard this recording, but they may soon have the chance. Paul McCartney says it's time to release an experimental 14-minute track called Carnival of Light. It included distorted guitar, gargling, and shouts of Barcelona. For more news and analysis, log on to irnnews.com.
Imagine what your life would be like if over half your credit card debt was gone. You don't have to imagine life without credit card debt. You can call Financial Freedom of America for a free, no-obligation debt consultation. Their friendly staff will show you how they can wipe out 30 to 60% of your credit card bills. Not available in all states. The call is free. The consultation is free. Call 800-515-4749. 800-515-4749. Don't wait another minute. Call 800-515-4749.
Authorities and residents in central North Carolina are assessing damage after a cluster of strong thunderstorms spawned tornadoes Saturday. At least 2 people were killed and a child is reported missing. This man says he and his wife had to run to the back of their mobile home to protect their children when the tornado hit.
They started shaking and they hit the floor and I hit the floor on top of them. And the next thing I know was the wind and the roaring noise, and next thing I know, I'm waking up looking at the sky. There was nothing there. Walls gone, roofs gone.
After a one-month break, smoking is back in the Atlantic City casinos. But it's possible that the decision could be reversed again.
Here's Shirley Smith.
The situation will be reviewed in a year to see if the economy has improved enough. If so, the total ban might be put back in place at that time.
And Space Shuttle Endeavour is getting ready to meet up with the International Space Station 220 miles high into the sky. Astronauts have about 14,000 pounds of home improvement equipment to unload as they prepare to remodel the space station. This is NASA's Candria Thomas.
Some of the equipment Endeavour is carrying to the space station includes a new exercise device called an advanced resistive exercise device. Also a second toilet for the station, a galley or kitchen area, two sleep stations for the crew, and a water recycling system.
I'm Jody Jordan for IRN USA Radio News.
Fuel prices are up and down, biting into everyone's budget. If you're ready to start saving at the pump, Fuel Saver Technologies can help. With a small squeeze of our fuel conditioner in your gas tank, more of each gallon of fuel will combust, improving your fuel economy 10 to 20% or more. Completely safe for all engines, gas or diesel, we guarantee that your savings will exceed the cost of our product. Our fuel additive reduces the emissions and maintenance costs and reduces the friction of engine moving parts. Our 2-ounce consumer squeeze bottle costs only $8 and treats 100 gallons of gasoline or 50 gallons of diesel. If you buy a case of 16 or 32 bottles, the price drops to $6 a bottle and we'll ship it to you for free. Call us toll free at 866-768-7811 or look online at FuelSaverInc.com. Start saving on fuel today, 866-768-7811. Online, FuelSaverInc.com. Spend a little and save a lot.
Prepare yourself for a talk radio experience like no other.
Strap yourselves in and hold on.
He stands for truth. He stands for justice. He stands for what's right. This is the Alex Jones Show. Call Alex now, toll free, at 877-590-5525. Now live from Austin, Texas, here's Alex Jones.
By the way, if you don't believe me, you can go to prisonplanet.com. And there is a news and focus section on the right-hand side. And there's a headline in there about Fox News predicting total collapse of U.S. economy. Click on that, and then it links to... That's the easiest way to find it, just because we reported on it a year ago, but it was back in the news this week. The British military 10-year plan... admitting, they said the military works for the private banks that own our governments and own us and the New World Order. And if governments, even governors, may try to revolt, people may try to overthrow our system because, you know, the military announces in battle plans who they work for. And they said we may have to use neutron weapons on the public. For those that don't know, it's a nuke, an airburst nuke, but it doesn't destroy any buildings, doesn't destroy any infrastructure, doesn't destroy the power lines. It radiates. It's a radiation pulse weapon. It just would say, I'm sitting here in Austin, Texas. One would detonate at about 3,000 feet. It would radiate the entire city, and everybody would die, including people a couple hundred feet under the ground. And that's what neutron bombs were developed for in the United States, and they've now been distributed around the world to New World Order-controlled countries. You have the city-states in London. The city-states, of course, in District of Columbia, those are the true ruling corporations. To some extent, the ruling city over in Rome as well. These are private incorporated systems. And the entire weapons system is to be directed on free humanity, and they're in a mopping-up operation, taking over the last few third-world countries where they don't have central banks controlled by the banking families in there that literally issue and control the currency to control the population. So, I mean, I'm sorry, if reality is pretty scary. But there is no Al-Qaeda, folks. They just call any terror group that fights against them Al-Qaeda. And most of the time, they even control the terror groups. The terror group doesn't even know they're being financed by the New World Order. So the New World Order has an excuse to go blow the living daylights out of a nation. And all of this is interconnected. But I said I'd go to your phone calls, and I want to take a lot of them. But then I'm going to get into... Well, I mean, go back to the radio show. The archives are up on Infowars.com for free. Go back to the shows I did 5 weeks ago. And I told you exactly what was going to happen. I said it'll be $5 trillion by the new year. These are foreign private banks. They won't spend it on subprime mortgages because that's not the problem. There is no problem. This is a heist. This is to get a governmental power for the Treasury and the private Federal Reserve to literally bankrupt the United States and bring us into a new world order, a basket of currencies where banking regulation is done by a private group of banks at the world government level. And then Google today, New World Order Global Governance Banking, or Banking Global Government. Hundreds, well not hundreds, I typed in New World Order Friday and there were 59,000 under Google News. Mainstream news. I mean, look at these headlines. G20 shaping a new world order. New World Order agreed upon at New Bretton Woods. I mean, it's all over the news that the bankers, I told you, world government by the bankers. Armies in the past would go conquer people. This is economic conquest. And of course I'm freaking out. I mean, I'm so focused, so calm when I'm not on air doing my research. And today I was doing all this research and just getting so upset and thinking, no, I'm gonna come in here and I'm gonna calmly cover it. But I can't. Once I start talking about it, I get mad. And again, that's triggered because I have all this data and I can't put it all out. There's just too much of it. There's too much proof. All right, let's go to your calls. Chris in Las Vegas, thanks for holding. You're on the air worldwide.
This is it, Alex. Like 2007, 2008 was completion. Is this escalating so fast? I don't know what to do. But I just want to comment on a couple of things. First of all, I just want to say that, like, I mean, I appreciate, like, my brothers and my friends and all the people who got me into this NWO about 3 or 4 years ago, because it wasn't for them and my true friends that I can talk to this on a daily basis about. I would probably be wearing a skin-tight Hollister shirt right now. I would probably be brainwashed. I probably would have voted for McCain or Obama. It's all about the people around you. You need to unite and educate yourself and your friends and your family.
That's right. Person by person, you've got to. Look, the government admits that most of the news is fake, and they're paying national and local news stations to tell you that the government taking your children is good and that warrantless police checkpoints are good. I mean, everything that Nazi Germany was is now happening. But, oh, we can't have a police state with a black president.
It's just crazy, but like I said, just too much evidence. There's too much proof, but you just need to stay up on it every day and research from different sources to educate yourself and find out what their moves are, what their next moves are. So
absolutely. Well, I mean, a lot of times, people are emailing me going, and articles are being written saying, yes, Mr. Jones, they're announcing a new world order, but it's not a government. It just means a new world system. No. The Rothschilds, the Rockefellers, they're in the news. I showed people the articles this week on the TV show and on the radio show because we go live on the weekday show with video, just like we're videotaping this, but we go live on the weekday. I showed them major papers with Rothschild saying, this is a world government run by the banks. There it is. I mean, can you deny that they're taking your money? Can you deny they're taking your pension fund money? Can you deny? No, you can't deny. Stop denying. And their local talk show host, who I hear, I don't even listen to radio much. I tune in randomly and hear them talking bad about me, how I'm crazy and I make stuff up. No, I'm normal. Foreign banks orchestrate an economic collapse, tell everybody the economy's going to hell in a handbasket to drive the market down. They openly terrorize the market, which is confidence built. It relies on confidence. They drive it down and then say, oh, you didn't give us unlimited power. That's why it went down. And then Congress gives them unlimited criminal power. It's totally illegitimate. And it's still going down because they're buying it all up, openly saying it's for world government run by them. And still, fake liberals, fake conservatives. Oh, Alex Jones, ha, ha, ha. Hey, man, this isn't funny. I'm freaked out, okay? If I only cared about myself, I'd already got out of this country. Okay? And I'm not saying I'm doing you a favor, folks, because we're all tied together. I love humanity. But let me tell you something. This isn't a game. Do I have time to take one more? All right, let's go ahead here and talk to Chris in Tennessee. You're on the air.
Yes. Yes, I wanted to talk about the dumbing down of the children and that kind of thing.
But it's chemically done, yeah, fluoride.
Yes, and also where they don't want to teach them, the truth about civics and stuff, checks and balances, that kind of thing.
No, they don't teach you about your rights, or they don't teach you about freedom. They teach you to look at what your race is in the name of multiculturalism, so you really get all hung up on race, so you're a neurotic weirdo who the media can control through guilt.
Yeah.
That's all you learn in school, is how to go to jail, how to be frisked, how to use drugs, how to have sex, and how to live in a prison.
Yes, and like I remember when I was 16, I was driving one night, and there was a roadblock. The local sheriff's department, you know, it was normal for, well, I thought it was normal for,
yeah, it's illegal. It's
checking for, you know, drunk drivers. You know, I thought that was normal, but come to find out, you know, a friend of mine said, no, that's not. You know, your grandparents, my grandparents, you know, that kind of thing didn't happen.
Look, I told everybody they're going to have statewide checkpoints built in on the highways. I have the federal documents and showed it in a film I made in 99 called Police State 2000, and now they're announcing all over the country warrantless checkpoints, and they say, don't worry, we're not going to stop the illegal aliens. They're above the law. They don't have to have insurance and all this, but let me give you a little secret. They haven't told most of the cops yet. They're already license plate scanning everybody's license plate, where you go, what you do, with AI cameras put in by the National Reconnaissance Office through FEMA. And the Austin cops, they already can type in your insurance and find out if you really got it. So the next time you lose your card, they go ahead and give you a ticket. You can say to the cop, hey, I know you know I've really got insurance, but they don't care. It's about squeezing you and letting you know you're a slave and the illegal alien. They don't get arrested for not having it. You, the schmuck, the cattle, the people they're there to bleed and suck off of, you do. We are their food.
I am so frustrated. I can't seem to remember anything anymore.
What?
Seriously, my memory and attention span is terrible. I read something and forget. I forget people's names. I hear all this great information on the radio and I want to tell people, but I forget.
Okay, slow down. Poor attention and memory loss is not your fault. Factors like fluoride in the water, aluminum in deodorants, genetically modified foods, the way the education system taught you. It's all meant to dumb you down. You know, I can remember everything now, even entire books.
What? How?
There is this website called School of Phenomenal Memory. Their online course is a real breakthrough in the field of memory improvement. In fact, they guarantee that every single person will be able to memorize any type of information, including entire books, after they complete just 60 lessons. And they offer a no questions asked, no time limit, money back guarantee.
Wow. What's the website?
Now, don't forget, it's pmemory.net. The letter P, memory.net.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Everyone knows that omega-3 should be an essential part of our daily diet. With so many different methods of consumption, how do you choose a simple yet effective way to get your daily intake? The friendly, knowledgeable folks at North American Nutrition have the answer. Nature's Gem Premium Omega-3. Unlike other flaxseed, our golden flax is grown on our farm in northern Minnesota, providing cooler temperatures and longer summer hours, producing the highest quality premium golden flaxseed around. In addition, we selectively harvest and sort flax seeds by size and weight, keeping only the best seeds that can produce the highest abundance of omega-3. The result is a delicious, nutty, buttery flavor. Nature's Gem Golden Flax is pure. There is nothing added and nothing taken away and non-GMO. We offer a 100% money-back guarantee. Order Nature's Gem Premium Golden Flax today at goldenflax.com, goldenflax.com, or call 800-387-5516. That's 800-387-5516. Free shipping included.
Are you one of the people who think, I have plenty of time, nothing's ever going to happen bad to me? Do you believe that when your cupboards are bare, our corporate-controlled government will jump right in to feed you and yours? Do you have at least a year's supply of food for your family? This is Kurt, the armchair survivalist, heard on this network. Survival Enterprises sells real food, canned for long-term storage. Beef, chicken, turkey, bacon, butter, cheese, eggs, freeze-dried fruits and vegetables, Mountain House freeze-dried meals, MREs, a full nutritional line, the British Birkfeld water filter, and more. If you want to prepare now, go to beforeitstoolate.us. That's beforeitstoolate.us. Or call 1-800-753-1981. That's 1-800-753-1981. Or you can put your head in the sand and be just another sheeple in the corporate-controlled flock. But remember, those who don't learn from history are bound to repeat it.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Well, search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
All right, I want to walk through the hearings I watched Thursday and Friday in the House and Senate on banking. They're on right now, still on C-SPAN. They're rehearing them. Unbelievable. I mean, they just came right out and said, yeah, we stole all the money. There's nothing you can do about it. And the exact number I told you, $5 trillion. $5 trillion. You can read the subsections where it says no one can review it, no one can look at it, no one can question it. And Kashkari would remind them. He would say, you know about subsection such and such. And he would just smile and just laugh at the House, just laughing. You are our slaves. See, it's important in psychological warfare for them to let the Congress know they're ceremonial. Let's talk to George in Texas. You're on the air. Welcome.
How you doing, Alex?
Oh, I'm pretty freaked out. I mean, this is moving faster than I thought, where they openly steal $5 trillion and say we're keeping it all and no one can be told where it's going and we're setting up a world government, and then the yuppies are stumbling around still acting stylish.
Well, did you hear about they're going to, say, do away with the Texas Youth Commission and give it another name but still keep the same rape rooms?
Yeah, I mean, the Texas Rangers found out that they would have these public rapings, and the judges and locals and police would pull up to rape the children. And they have public fight nights and the rest of it, and then the state police got in trouble for trying to expose it, and that's why the state police, the inside skinny, are being overthrown now, because they're not fully controlled by the pedophile rings. And by the way, I'm not joking. All over the country, from Florida to Michigan to California, I mean, how many Homeland Security deputy heads have we heard who get caught raping little kids or trying to? Because, you see, the whole government isn't bad, so cops keep busting the other cops doing it. But it's always the officials, see? I mean, you got to be scum. You got to be look, in Rome, pedophile rings ran it. I mean, it's always the same in history.
Well, Alex, I talked to a Texas Ranger at work who comes and gets coffee. He told me he arrested more people with honor than the people they're putting in the Texas Rangers, and they even qualified to wash their cars.
No, I know. It was the Texas Rangers in West Texas first found out about it. That's why I said state police. They're technically part of the state police. And then, listen, who wants to be in a foster home with little kids? And I don't mean your average foster parent. I mean, some of them are okay, but statistically, a child's five times more likely to be abused. Congressional reports on that, the Justice Department numbers, just pull up rates of child abuse. Government, five times more likely it'll pop up for you. But some areas even higher, but that's a national average. But these facilities where they have the youth, who do you think wants to go work in a youth facility? A big fat pedophile. That's right.
Oh, well, God bless, Alex. Keep up the good work.
Yeah, God bless you. Yeah, the government isn't the government. Criminals took it over, then they got more criminals in, and they're trying to kick everybody good out of government. Okay, that's how this works. You understand? We're in trouble. Mayday. America is in crisis, ladies and gentlemen. It happens all the time in other nations. It happened here. Evil took over. They don't have full control. I'm on the air. Other people are on the air. That's another example. The state police tried to stop it, and the whole thing got covered up. I mean, folks, just around Austin, they've shut down three prisons that I know of, and I'm not even paying attention to local news. I'm paying attention to international and national. I mean, they had some women's prison out in Bastrop run by a private group. You can just Google it. And it said they were making porno videos, raping the women in bondage rooms, and it said they raped all the women because the guards thought that that was how it should be done. And guess what? They just lost their contract and nobody went to prison. I mean, that's the thing. Ladies and gentlemen, hell has been... And then I can't even keep track of it all. You know who they hired for Abu Ghraib and Camp X-Ray and these black sites, secret sites, ghost sites all around the world? It came out in congressional testimony that they hire former federal and state prison guards who've been disciplined or kicked out for raping and torture. By the way, Barack Obama has announced the black sites stay open. That is the secret black op torture facilities, the ghost sites. They all stay open. It all stays open. The spying on American citizens, it all stays open. What did you think was going to happen? And see, for 8 years, you know, under Bill Clinton, I'm an evil right-winger. Now, under Bush, I'm a liberal. Now, all these conservative groups, oh, you're good again. You don't like Obama. You idiots. These guys are puppets. They don't run anything, okay? I'm not talking to the general audience when I say you idiots. I'm telling people out there, I'm not making this stuff up. If you're tuning in for the first time, this isn't a game, pal. You understand? We're all in grave danger right now. Keith in New York, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, how you doing tonight?
I'm just fired up as usual.
I've been a member of these Yahoo message boards for Yahoo Finance for about 5 or 6 years now.
Yeah.
I'm 24 years old, and for the past few years I've been learning about the markets, learning about the economy. May of last year I was putting some posts on there saying markets are inflated and, you know, things should drop 20-30%, yada yada. And about a week ago, not a few years ago, I went online, replied to all my posts, brought them up to date. Magically, the next day, Yahoo deleted everything. And lately, I had talked about in there about the martial law I had seen online. Listen,
they don't want people to realize that Ron Paul and myself and you and millions of others were dead on. Because, see, Obama's going to get in. They're going to say, yeah, the banks misused some of the money. You know, they stole $10 trillion. Watch, that'll be the number you hear in about a year. It'll really be about 20. But the point is, I told you by Christmas it'd be $5 trillion. It happened sooner than I said. But the point is, I read the bill. But that's how they're going to do it. Oh, that's the past with Obama. You know, Obama's here now. Oh, they stole $10 trillion. But so what? Let's move on now. The government's going to save you with a carbon tax to shut down your job. And then you can go work for the government. I saw on PBS today Robert Kennedy say, we're going to give you a job enforcing the new environmental laws. I mean, they're just going to hire millions. They said 3 million of these goons.
But so we got Yahoo and Google now taking away my freedom of speech on...
Sir, the Australian government has announced they're going to ban almost all political sites. It's happening here. They're blocking us out all over England. You can't get to PrisonPlanet.com and Infowars.com on government broadband systems, government facilities. Yes,
yeah.
Because they're a pack of criminals, and they can't have us exposing them. You know what they're doing to my videos all over YouTube? People take the audio and put it up. They're going and filing and saying it's adult content to have it blocked so people can't hear it.
Yeah.
See, they're scared of the truth. They're making their move. They staged the terror attacks so they'd have their police state in place so they could then loot the treasury and get away with it and then suppress us. And here's AP today saying that the police state is for the American people.
How come I'm 24 and I understand these things and what's going on in the country I'm growing up in, but everyone else in this country seems to be pretty blind?
Because they're a nation that bought into the fad culture of believing whatever the news says is right and being like everybody else, and so they can't admit they've been lied to. They can't admit they've been set up. They can't admit they're being taken to the cleaners. Their instinct is to grovel to authority, and so a lot of them actually know it's true, but they're going to try to get a black uniform. They're going to try to come take your house. They're going to try to be your boss. A lot of them know what's going on. They're going to join the evil. They're going to go along with it. You understand?
Yeah. No, thanks a lot.
You bet. A lot of them are cowards and can't admit what they're part of. Yeah. Security focuses on protesters more than terror. Says the nation's anti-terror forces are mainly focusing on the American people and protest and people out of work. See, it was all for you. AP. It's all for you so they can have the heist and steal everything you've got. Offshore banks run the government. It's illegitimate. We'll be right back.
Honey, have you seen the remote?
Sweetie, have you seen my car keys?
I can't find my wallet.
Sound familiar? Why not save time looking for lost things and lose the stress instead? Introducing our patented Find One Find All Key Finders, or FOFA XD for short. Once a FOFA key finder is attached to each of those easy-to-lose things, it can find and be found by all the rest. Use your wallet to find your keys to find the remote control, or any of them to find an uncharged or muted cell phone. The possibilities are endless. FOFA goes through walls, cushions, and laundry baskets up to 30 feet and projects a clear 90-plus decibel beep.
Got the remote!
Oh, my keys.
There's my wallet.
Order your FOFA today with batteries included along with a 30-day money-back guarantee by calling Find One Find All at 866-245-8670. That's 866-245-8670. Or buy online at findonefindall.com. That's findonefindall.com.
With Christmas right around the corner and an unstable economy looming, finding the right gift can be tough. Why not give the gift of an Excalibur dehydrator? The Excalibur dehydrator is not only economical, but also fun for the whole family. Save hundreds of dollars by drying your own fruits, vegetables, and meats. Make your own healthy snacks or start storing your own healthy food in case of emergencies, all with no added salts, fats, and preservatives. What a perfect gift for the health-conscious person in your family or for a friend who vows to eat healthier this coming year, even if that friend is you. For a limited time, receive the book Preserve It Naturally, filled with amazing, easy recipes, a $25 value free with your order. Just call 1-800-875-4254. That's 1-800-875-4254. Or go to drying123.com. That's drying123.com. Excalibur Dehydrator wishes you and yours health and wellness for the new year.
Hello, I'm Steve Shank. We're entering a holiday season never before seen in America. We're thankful for the warning given by members of Mr. Obama's campaign team of the coming international incident, which will force unpopular decisions. Without this warning, many of us who still have money available would have unknowingly wasted it on Christmas gifts that will be useless when the only food available is in a government breadline. When the president is faced with the expected national security incident, the in-place Patriot legislation will control transport and distribution of food. Those of us who are able to take care of ourselves must put in supplies of food. This will free up the relief organizations to give food to those unable or not smart enough to prepare. The greatest gift this Christmas is life itself, food for these unknown times. Call 800-409-5633 on the web, efoodsdirect.com, 800-409-5633.
Did you know that it's a documented fact 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection? You may be one of millions of people suffering from one of dozens of debilitating chronic diseases from these parasites, and your doctor would never know it. In fact, clinically detected parasites account for only 1% of all cases. Don't continue to suffer from pain due to misdiagnosis. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metal poisoning, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is used around the world, has numerous uses, and is now available to you from Freshwater Organics. FPP strengthens skin, hair, and bones, lowers cholesterol, and is an excellent source of natural plant-based silica with 14 trace minerals. Order some today at freshwaterorganics.com. Again, that's freshwaterorganics.com, or call 888-949-3570.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Everyone you know, everyone you ever heard of, every human being who ever was, lived out their lives. The aggregate of our joy and suffering. Thousands of confident religions, ideologies, and economic doctrines. Every hunter and forager. Every hero and coward, every creator and destroyer of civilization, every king and peasant, every young couple in love, every mother and father, hopeful child, inventor and explorer, every teacher of morals, every corrupt politician, every superstar, every supreme leader, every saint and sinner in the history of our species lived there, on the mote of dust, suspended in a sunbeam. Think of the rivers of blood spilled by all those generals and emperors, so that in glory and triumph they could become the momentary masters of a fraction of a dot.
All right, folks. That's the first 2 minutes or minute and a half of a video, The Final Push for World Government, by a great YouTube channel, AnnaFroy87, and a whole bunch of his videos with myself in it. I'm at the end of the video. Are only for adults to see, or they're banned. Now that's what YouTube thinks you're not allowed to hear. Uplifting, incredible, mind-expanding information about thinking about how finite we are, but through that finiteness, connecting to our past, our present, our future, who we are on this planet. See, you can't hear things like that. You're not supposed to hear things like that. No, you're supposed to think about petty, mindless things that won't matter today or tomorrow, like a football game. While a scientific dictatorship programs you with advertising technologies and brainwashes you to where the person you think you are isn't even who you are. Hey, let's play Dr. Michael Kaufman from Endgame 1.5, again, the DVD film, 2.5 hours long, then an hour of extras. These were extras we put online at prisonplanet.tv. And here's Dr. Kaufman reading from a major university study, U.S. government funded, in the 60s, about how they would control us and drug us and enslave us. And then here we are.
1965.
Hold on a minute. I'm not quite ready to go into that. Sorry. Here they are describing. I mean, there's thousands of these government documents and textbooks where they say they're putting fluoride in your water to sterilize you and to hurt you, and that it's a toxic sedative. There are thousands of these where they admit that they would get us all in debt, then implode our currency, and then bring in a world government run by the banks. I mean, I read that from the 50s and the 60s and the 70s. And then they said in the 70s that we'll do this by around 2005, 2010. I mean, we're on a plan. And that's why I'm just an average guy from Texas who learned about all this. And I'm like, why don't people care? Look at the airplanes and the technology and the cell phones and all of it. Folks, the technology is even more advanced than that. And the social engineers, they do care. They are in control. Play Dr. Michael Kaufman.
Back in 1965, the Department of Health and Education and Welfare, HEW, sponsored a study to define how they're going to get from where they were then in 1965 to where we are now in the 21st century. They came out with a report in 1969 called the Behavioral Science Teacher Education Program that's now fully integrated within our educational program. And this is what they said, and I want to have you hang on to your hats because you will not believe what they planned to do back in 1965-69 and what is happening actually today. He said, calculations of the future and how to modify it are no longer considered to be an obscure academic pursuit. Long-range planning and implementation of plans will be made by a technological scientific elite. This will strain the democratic fabric to the ripping point. The Protestant ethic will atrophy as more and more enjoyed a varied, leisured, and guaranteed sustenance. Work as a means to and an end of living will diminish. Most people will tend to be hedonistic, and a dominant elite will provide the bread and circuses to keep social dissension and disruption to at a minimum. A small elite will carry society's burdens. The resulting impersonal manipulation of most people's lifestyles will be softened by provision for pleasure-seeking and guaranteed physical necessities. The controlling elite will engage in power plays largely without the involvement of most of the people. And that is so true today. Most people have no idea what's going on in the international arena, have none. Almost all of this is being done in secrecy. Going on with this report, the society will be a leisurely one. People will study, play, and travel. Some will be in various stages of the drug-induced experiences. Each individual will receive at birth a multi-purpose identification, which will have, amongst other things, extensive communications and control uses. Each individual will be saturated with ideas of information. Each will be self-selected. Other kinds will be imposed overtly by those who assume the responsibility for the other's actions. Relatively few individuals will be able to maintain control over their opinions. Most will be pawns of competing opinion molders. It's amazing how back in the 1960s, they began the process of getting us to where we are right now. If you look at society today, almost every one of the characteristics that I read have come true.
All right, let's stop right there.
Planned society.
That's from Endgame 1.5. Yeah, the planned society. Now, did you hear that? They say that over and over again in thousands of government documents I've read. You don't control what you think. See, you're out there laughing, you're driving back from a football game, feeling tough, you've got this false template. Using your mammalian programming, using your natural instincts, they've gone in and programmed through those to literally devolve who you are so you never become empowered, you never become self-actualized or conscious. And then Bill Joy, and there's thousands of examples, but I use this one a lot because it's easy to find. April issue 2000, Why the Future Doesn't Need Us, Wired Magazine, owner of Sun Microsystems, you know, worth however many billions. He goes to a globalist meeting. He comes out and he goes, my God, they're planning to kill the majority of the public. See, they decided we're not going to have everybody living in leisure and all this stuff with the technology. We're going to go ahead and just build a police state grid, use fake terror to get them clamped down, then implode the economy, then bring in even more control, then have controlled bioweapon releases. And they just put this in a magazine right in your face. And then I'm weird because I'll come in here and give you chapter and verse and date and document in your face. Oh, God, help us. I mean, I feel connected to all humanity. I love everybody. It was a beautiful day today. I love my children, my wife. I want to help people. I'm not a cold-blooded bastard, and I know this stuff. And the slaves will laugh at you when you warn them. They want to be slaves. They want to be dumb. They want... because they have been taught to love the false template they're living in. They have been taught to love the false paradigm they've been conditioned into. Now, a lot of them are waking up, folks, but I can tell you 2.5 years ago that they're going to pop the subprime mortgage, but that won't really be the cause, and that they're going to take over and steal trillions because we go cover the elite meetings. I have like foreign intelligence agencies following me around every day now, folks. We have it on video. I mean, I'm living in Twilight Zone to bring you this information. It all happens. I tell you 5 weeks ago exactly what's going to happen. Exactly what I say is going to happen is going to happen because these bastards are all public about it. They said in 1974 in the Trilateral Commission minutes that were declassified in the mid-80s, out of Jimmy Carter's administration, they were going to do all this. These people are in control. Do you got it? They're eugenicists. They're neo-feudal lords, and if you don't know what neo-feudalism is, you better find out real fast. Let me tell you, that Titans game today didn't matter. That Red Sox game, you know, isn't going to matter in 6 months. None of that matters, folks. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. All right, let's take a call before we get a break here. We're going to come back, and I'm going to just accelerate through your calls. Mike, Teresa, and others. We're going to get to everybody. Loaded phone lines here. Just give each caller about a minute or so. I meant to get more into the bailout, but whatever. If you don't want to believe me, if you don't want to check into it, that was really a foreign banking takeover, that they're openly announcing world government run by the banks. You'll pay your carbon taxes into them. Both parties and every major nation are for it. I mean, my God, ladies and gentlemen, if you won't listen to me, there's nothing I can do. I can't help you. You can watch my film Endgame for free, by the way, online, or get the DVD at InfoWars.com. Just Google Endgame, for God's sakes, please.
With the days getting shorter and the nights getting longer, being out after dark increases your odds of being mugged, assaulted, or even worse. Studies show 45% of violent crimes happen after dark. No matter where you are, being unprepared in the wrong place at the wrong time can be extremely dangerous. That's why you need to visit pepperspray.com. Protect yourself with our Mace Brand Triple Action Pocket Model, which contains pepper spray, tear gas, and a UV dye, making making most attackers think twice for only $12.95. Pepperspray.com also carries hundreds of less than lethal self-defense products, including personal pepper sprays, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. Visit Pepperspray.com and enter coupon code GCN when you check out and receive 10% off your order. What are you waiting for? Visit Pepperspray.com. That's Pepperspray.com or call 1-800-908-9988. That's 1-800-908-9988.
Honey, have you seen the remote?
Sweetie, have you seen my car keys?
I can't find my wallet.
Sound familiar? Why not save time looking for lost things and lose the stress instead? Introducing our patented Find One, Find All Key Finders, or FOFA XD for short. Once a FOFA key finder is attached to each of those easy-to-lose things, it can find and be found by all the rest. Use your wallet to find your keys to find the remote control, or any of them to find an uncharged or muted cell phone. The possibilities are endless. FOFA goes through walls, cushions, and laundry baskets up to 30 feet and projects a clear 90-plus decibel beep.
Got the remote!
Oh, my keys.
There's my wallet.
Order your FOFA today with batteries included along with a 30-day money-back guarantee by calling Find One, Find All at 866-245-8670. That's 866-245-8670. Or buy online at findonefindall.com. That's findonefindall.com.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396, 866-598-7396.
SurvivalProperty.com. Longtime survivalist author Ragnar Benson wrote, "A survival retreat is a place you go to live, not die. It is a place out of the mainstream of events that contains the means to survive without outside support. A place where you find shelter, protection, food, water, medicine, and warmth you prepared for yourself. It is defensible and is put together with a realistic understanding of what the dangers will be." Ragnar Benson also said, "Why retreat? This is a question that 90% of our population cannot and will not answer. If they could, that same 90% would have to admit that things may not continue on as they are now. They would also have to admit that they will need a retreat, something completely impossible for the average American to do. Act now before it's too late. In order to find your new, high-security, self-sufficient, off-grid, beautiful retreat property, visit SurvivalProperty.com. That's SurvivalProperty.com.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Oh yeah, this country's running with the devil in a big way, and it's not cute and it's not funny. I'm going to take a bunch of final calls here at the end. But in closing, Texas agency wants to set up statewide driver's license checkpoints. Now, they've done this all over the country. They claim it's for illegals, but the state police never said that. They said, no, it's for everybody, insurance, driver's license. And they even started saying, well, don't worry, we're not going to stop the illegals. So they already, folks, and I've had Austin cops admit this to me, and the police have been on the news, sheriff's departments, where they arrest illegals. The citizen would be arrested for, you know, driving drunk with no ID and no insurance. But they let them go because the judges just let them go. Because ICE won't come pick them up. But because this might stop an illegal alien, government said, you're not doing it. See, again, they want checkpoints, but it will stop the flooding of the country to bring down the national sovereignty and drive down the wages. That's a big part of the New World Order, is having these open borders. And I'm not against the poor, desperate third world people that want to come here for a better job. I'm sorry, though. If it's part of the New World Order plan, I'm against it. It's real simple. Let's talk to Mike in Maryland. You're on the air. Go ahead, Mike.
Yes, thanks for taking my call, Alex. I really appreciate you making me aware of the New World Order and what's going on. And to harken back to what you're saying earlier about the media and stuff, we have to scrutinize the corporate-controlled media just as if we lived in the Soviet Union, just like we were looking at Pravda. And the same thing also applies to the movie industry and everything else.
And by the way, you should apply that to me. I mean, if I tell you a British military report, and I tell you where the link is, says governments will use neutron weapons to stop citizens from overthrowing them, you better go read it.
Well, yeah, I agree. I mean, although the times that I've doubted you, when I've gone back to research it, I've found that you've always been right. So in my book, you've got a great track record.
Still, don't trust me. Do not trust me.
Yeah, what you're saying is right, and I just wanted to thank you for making me aware of, like, I'm a movie buff, and like movies like Fight Club, where the last few minutes of the film, you got these high-rise buildings in Manhattan going down and stuff, things like that.
Hey, remember the guy in 2000 blowing up, bombing mailboxes around the country?
Yeah.
And then I saw that it was a smiley face, and I said, it's a Fight Club fan, it's a Fight Club person, this is real terrorism, but it's low intensity for attention, and that was about 2 weeks before the FBI caught him, and it was Fight Club. But it's not that I'm a genius, the guy's bombing a smiley face, they bomb smiley faces in the movie!
Yeah,
I said that woman that put the B on her face because it was backwards in the mirror. I said it was fake.
Sure.
I mean, I'm an investigator. That's what I do. I know who criminals are.
Yeah. Well,
I know what you are, you stinking government. You're a pack of crooks. Oh, you make me sick. Go ahead.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you're able to connect the dots because you live and breathe this. But I want to bring one movie to your attention and ask you if this isn't predictive programming. I don't know what is. Of course, I'm sure you know about Children of Men and how that presaged.
Yeah, the government's running a program. 80%+ sperm reduction in men, close
sure.
to that in women with their eggs being infertile. They're frying us by design. It's all, yeah.
Well, there's a movie, I saw the previews for it a couple of weeks ago, and I have yet to see it at the local theaters, and I don't know if the movie bombed because it was lousy or it was bad critics, but it's called Blindness, and this is a New World Order's dream. The premise of the movie is it stars Julianne Moore. It looks like an interesting and maybe interesting.
Well, what happens? I got to move on.
Okay, basically, the premise of the movie is people are struck blind by this disease that spreads, and only a few people are able to.
That's exactly the type of soft kill stuff that the United Nations Eugenics Directorate is doing, in their own admissions. They already have vaccines that they can give you a shot. They call it a vaccine, and the viruses then go attack the optic nerves. They can give you a shot that, quote, cures you from cocaine abuse or cigarettes, but it attacks the brain cells and the neuroreceptors. These are live-acting viruses. And so, yeah, they got a bunch of movies about that. Take the movie that came out, I Am Legend, and see, that's where there's a cancer cure shot, but then it kills 98% of the public or whatever. You see, folks, they have all of this, okay, minus the zombies. Let's go ahead and talk to Teresa. You're on the air. Psychopathic New World Order people are in control, folks. We're only going to stop them by waking up. You're on the air. Welcome, Teresa, North Dakota.
Well, thank you. I want to let you know that we appreciate everything you do. And we live in a small community of about 3,000 people, and they want to take $5.5 million to fix our roads. Well, what they want to do is they want to slap a 15-year assessment for every homeowner. Okay?
Yeah, and they're going to take that money and invest it in foreign banks who are going to steal it.
Right. Well,
wait till the whole government collapses. They're going to have SWAT teams stealing your house. Go ahead.
Right. And the roads only last 10 years. Okay? But they want to do a 15-year assessment. And so what they want to do is, so we could protest this if we wanted to. And we had to have 50% of the people in our town protest, you know, fill out the forms. But you had to have your legal house description on there. Well, not everybody knows their legal house description. And if you didn't have that, they'd throw your protest out.
Well, what they do is the property tax raping us isn't enough. And so they need more money to pay their husbands and wives and the nepotism and the corruption and the boss hogs. So, yes, they come in and say, we're putting curbs in. You owe us $20,000.
Right, but we'll get there.
And if you don't leave your house, the SWAT team will drop by.
40 to 45% of the property in this town is owned by the city already.
I know.
So
that's how America works.
To get 50% to protest, it'd be literally impossible.
Look. They're saying everybody they put out of work is going to get a green police job. I mean, Obama's website said everybody freaked out, so they took it down. But then I saw Kennedy on TV today pushing it.
Right. And
not the one dying of the cell phone tumor, the other one.
Right. And if they put this assessment on there, nobody's going to be able to sell their house.
That's what it's all about.
Yeah. And then if you can't pay the assessment, it's going to be a property grab.
Listen,
they're going to come take your property.
I have, when we've covered them, they want to bankrupt us. Banks want to bankrupt the big elite banks, not your local ones. They want business. They want good economies. Local
right.
banks are good. And by the way, they're using the bailout money to buy up all those local good banks. I appreciate your call. Yeah. Look, government is now a private receivership arm to steal stuff to give it to foreign banks. That's what the New World Order is. That's what this big global meeting was. Michael in Kansas City, you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Hello, Alex. First off, I want to thank you from the bottom of my heart for trying to inform everybody about what's going on. That's what I'm trying to do here in Kansas City. It was obvious to me from the beginning that those World Trade Centers were blown to bits, and I'm really happy to see so many people are becoming informed.
Well, hold on a minute. The government declassified that they radiated 4,000-plus foster children to death in radiation tests, but the government wouldn't kill people in buildings. The government's nice. Go ahead.
But I'm giving away 300 or 400 copies of Loose Change since this came out. I give it away to total strangers, everybody I talk to. And the majority of people think I'm nuts or some kind of communist.
Polls don't show that.
And
polls show the majority believe you. You ought to give them Endgame.
And I'm so glad to see so many people are becoming aware of it, like this Architects and Engineers 9/11 Truth organization has come out. We've got some what the mainstream would call reputable people.
Yeah, I got National Geographic coming in this week, and they said, you will not discuss, and I just said, fine, I'll even do a rigged hit piece. I'll even go in, you know, they got gloves with huge pieces of iron on the front, and, you know, and my hands are tied behind my back in the fight. But, you know, I mean, or, you know, they've got hatchets and my arms are tied behind my back. They said, you can't talk about Northwoods. You can't talk about Gulf of Tonkin. You can't talk about the history of government-sponsored terrorism. You can't talk about the drills that day. It's all limited to their little rigged deal.
Well, my question to you is, you know, ever since we went off the gold standard and our money is backed on debt, right?
Yeah.
And so they keep running up the debt, and I've been looking at these figures, and we're on an exponential curve, and I knew that this financial disaster was going to happen. But I see it's how they're manipulating the money. My main question to you right now is it seems like 9/11 is a moot thing right now,
No, it's not. I appreciate your call. I got to let you go. The show's over. I'm going to answer the question, and I'm sorry to everybody else, because I've got to go. Steve in Maine and Chris in Florida, Jim, everybody call me. You'll go to the head of the line. Here's the deal, okay? 9/11, because people think Bush did it, he's a puppet. The government, the military-industrial complex, the bankers carried out the attacks. It was in their own documents that they needed staged terror attacks to get us to accept the police state so they could steal our pension funds. They had to put a police state in, so they said, oh, it's to fight Al-Qaeda. Now they admit it's for us. It's more important than ever because they're now saying there's going to be staged terror under Obama. The CIA is saying, get ready. They're about to hit us again to test him so he can take all our rights and support torture and more wars. So exposing government-sponsored terror and the hundreds of times they admit they've done it, that's right, declassified, is absolutely essential. God bless you all. I want to take more of your calls, and I will on the weekday show. Sorry we cut off some of the people, but we just love you all out there and appreciate you. Great job to the crew, Jaron and Paul and Trey. God bless you all. We'll see you at InfoWars.com. Get out there and take on tyranny. Defend the human spirit. Get up!
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Did you miss your favorite shows on GCN today? Thanks to the continued support of our listeners, subscribers, and sponsors, we are proud to bring the GCN audience a new and exciting way to listen called On Demand. Available on GCNLive.com, On Demand plays each show continuously until the next time the show goes live. It's simple to use. Just go to GCNLive.com, click on the On Demand button, and find your favorite shows. Don't get discouraged. Get On Demand. Free. Thanks again to the listeners at GCNLive.com.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
The headlines are clear. The worldwide economic collapse is here. The military is being positioned for martial law. The mark of the beast is at hand. Governments are calling for a new world cashless economic system. Having a long-term food solution is your only hope to stay free. Now, Survivalist Seeds introduces their Escape the Beast Kit. 24 varieties of all-natural, non-genetically modified heirloom seeds. For true patriots and homesteaders wanting food insurance. That's over 5 pounds of rare historic seeds for a penny per seed. 15,000 seeds that will feed a family healthy food for 7 years. Big John Lipscomb, host of Don't Tread on Me, is including an instructional DVD that will teach you how to earn big money selling the produce from his incredible heirloom seeds back to him, restaurants, and small delis. Don't buy from copycats. Their fancy packaging is not free. Order today before it's too late. SurvivalistSeeds.com. That's SurvivalistSeeds.com. A long-term food solution.
This is the GCN Radio Network, home to hard-hitting talk radio.